Well, as one TD said, here we go again. Executives from RTE have been giving evidence to the Oireachtas Culture and Media Committee. The committee, which is now chaired by Labour's Alan Kelly, is focusing on a number of issues at the broadcaster, including the 3.6 million write-down on a partly failed IT system and the controversy over the employment status of hundreds of workers. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke has been listening in. Evelyn, this IT system write-down dominated kind of certainly the first half an hour or so of the committee hearing. What did politicians ask? And what were they told?
Yeah, I mean, we were expecting that indeed. But from the get-go, Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD, spoke. And he said, look, this thing about something else. He said, you were asked many times when you were in front of the committees before, was there something else? Surely this is the something else. And at that stage, the DG, Kevin Backhurst, is, of course, understandably fielding most of the questions. He said, look, he wasn't aware of it himself. He wasn't even on the board at the time. And that has been a refrain, really, through all the following questions. That IT system write-down has been really pushed and prodded in every kind of way. So just when I was leaving to speak to you there, Deputy Ahern had been speaking, for example, and talking to the Chief Financial Officer, Mary Hurley. And what we're gleaning from it really is that the RTE are saying that the sort of the awareness around the absolute detail of it wasn't maybe widely known as such, but the DG is very keen to say that much of the project was successful, that the finance system part did come through. There's a lot of talk about the impairments, the fact they had been accurately and technically accurately recorded, but deputies saying they were unhappy that they felt that they hadn't been kind of pointed to. And then the note has been made, of course, that New Era had questioned at the time. So the DG said, look, New Era were aware of it, they'd questioned it. So really there's a lot of talk about clarity around detail. But he said, as did Chief Financial Officer Mary Hurley said, look, systems have changed and we would, you know, we're far more transparent about things now. And he said, for example, the list of capital projects is brought every month to the executive or to the leadership team so that everybody's aware of all these major projects that they've been learnings and they've taken on recommendations from various committee investigations.
There were also questions, I gather, Evelyn, about the voluntary exit scheme under which a significant number of people are due to leave RTE.
That's right. The final figure actually is 328. We had 325, but it's now at 328. And the DG made the point that there are certain roles that can't be maybe suppressed. He referenced the musicians, for example. He was pushed about the final cost potentially of this. And he said, look, it totally depends on the jobs and the roles that go. We can't put a kind of a final figure on it. I think the figure around 15 million was mentioned, but I'm open to question on that. But he said, really, it depends on when they go through all the applications. And the figure that they're looking at, Rachel, has remained really unchanged, 127. 87 was the figure, 40 from last year, 87 from this year, and he says that is their target. So they're beginning that process now of going through the applications, but he couldn't really put a final figure, obviously, because it depends on who goes and what cost that would be to the organisation.
There has also been some controversy over the past few days about an ad. I gather this was also raised.
Yes, it was interesting. It was raised and the DG said that he welcomed the fact that it was raised because he had strong things to say about it. He said and described that some of the coverage was inaccurate around it. He said, for example, that one of the reasons extras had been brought in to be in this ad was because journalists themselves wouldn't have been available to be free for a long day's filming because they were busy doing their job. He also talked about the plant pots and he said, for example, that, you know, it's not unusual for people to maybe dress a set or whatever, but in this case, the plants were literally there to cover, you know, to cover a plug board or something like that. So he was very strong in his defence and he said, look, he praised the marketing team in-house in RTE and he said there would have been conversations between the news team and the marketing department to try and make this, you know, project kind of happen. So he was very strong in his defence of the ad, the process around the ad.
All right, Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you very much for joining us and that committee meeting is continuing.